39 degrees at 8:56. Time for a check on commodity markets, and we bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, how are things looking after the reopen here at 8:30, Bill?
We're kind of mixed here this morning after a higher overnight market. The markets right now, we have December corn at 366 and a quarter. That's down 0.75 cents. The next December corn is at 399 and 0.75. That's down 0.25 cents. The January beans are at 886 and a quarter. That's up 4.25. Next November is at 931. That's up 2. So a little bit of follow through on the beans from yesterday's market. And on the wheat, we have December wheat down 3.5 at 504.5. And the July wheat is at 537 and 0.75, down 2.75. For the week right now, we've got corn down about a penny. So whatever we do today is what we're going to end up with for the week probably. Soybeans up 27 cents after yesterday's big move, and the wheat up a penny here for the week. So, of course, the overnight markets traded higher, as I said, just kind of continued from yesterday's big market up. The January beans traded just up to $9 and then kind of backed off from there. Overnight, about midnight or so, there was a news story that broke that said that basically President Trump had his staff draft a trade agreement for China. That was later denied, and as we came in this morning, that was denied, and the market's kind of fell back off. Keep in mind that we do still have 900 million bushels of carryout on beans, and we're probably looking at a pretty decent opportunity here on the soybeans. Another thing that we're watching, the Brazilian basis on beans has dropped off pretty substantially from about 225 over to about 45 off that, dropped down to 225 over. So that's going to be something to watch to kind of give us an indication on whether there's an agreement or not, because once there is an agreement announced, the Brazilian bean basis will drop, will plummet probably. Have your plan in place for days like yesterday, and make sure that you know, you have your offers in there, and keep an eye on the new crop.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for that update.
Thank you.
That's Bill Mayer joining us on this Friday morning from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Kind of a cool start across central Illinois. We're at 40 degrees right now here in Urbana, and temperatures in the upper 30s to around 40 across central Illinois. Both Charleston, Mattoon, and Rantoul right at that 40-degree mark. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, partly cloudy skies with a high of 50 degrees, northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 34, partly cloudy again tomorrow with a high of 53. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.